Yeran Daf, Samachay Amad Aleph. Tana Rabbonon, this is five lines from the bottom. Es Eile Mehem Teichelu Es Arbe. So this is a Machlikis, this is Tana Devei Rav, and then later is Tana Devei Rav Yishmael. So Tana Devei Rav says Arbe Zeguvoi, that's the translation of Arbe. Solom Zereshain, Chargel Zenipul, Chogov Zegdiyo. So this is the Ramesh translation of these four Chagovim. Ma Talmud Loima Leminoi Lemineyo 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 Dalet Pomim. It says Es Arbe Leminoi, and each one says Leminoi. Lahovi, to be Marbe, Tzipeiris Kromim, Tzipeiris Kromim, a type of a Chogov which is similar to an Arbe. The Yechona Yerushalmis is a type of Arbe that is similar to a Solom. Baharatuvia is an Arbe which is similar to a Chagel. Barazvonis is an Arbe which is similar to a Chogov. So Memela, this is the first Baraisin. As the Sugya progresses, we'll understand a little better what the Machlik is of this Baraisin Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. The way Rabbi Yishmael told them, Eilu klolei klolois, ve'eilu protei proteis. Now let us see Rashi. Zut Rashi, Rishoin, Nipol, Gdion, Yechona, Yerushalmis, kach shmom. Tzipoires karomim, min arbe. Now we're marbe from leminoi of arbe, tzipoires karomim. So Rashi says, min arbe, it's a type of an arbe, the ein loy gabachas, it doesn't have gabachas. Gabachas means bald. Ein loy gabachas means it's not bald, that it has, by the head of the chogov, it has some hair growing. So the ein loy gabachas means it has hair, v'chein la arbe kidulakamo. We'll see as the sugya progresses, there are some chagovim that are bald, and there are some chagovim that have hair. So, arbe does have hair, that means ein lo gabachas, and that what we are marbe, tzipoiras kromim, also has hair. It's tum yeda arbe, it's a different mean, but it's tum yeda arbe, luminoi, but it has a similarity of arbe, that it has hair. Weiter. Yechona min salam. The yesh legabachas. Now, we have a salam. Salam does not have hair. That's yesh legabachas. So we are marbe from lemineyu v'yechona yerushalmis. So Rashi says min salam the yesh legabachas that doesn't have hair. Fine. Artuvia. Now, Artuvia, we're Malbe from Chargel. Min Chargel, the Yesh Loi Zonov. Ulishnaim Arishainim, Ein Zonov. In Harazvonis, Min Chogov, Veinei Daimel Le'elu Bimare. So it seems, but this is Daimel to a Chogov. This is Daimel to a Chogov. So that means Rashi is telling us that all these four Minim have different characteristics. We'll see, Arbe has hair. Chargel does not have hair. Solom does not have hair. Chargel has a zonot. And then with Chogov, we'll see, it's Ein Mareim Shoves, Rashi says. Vein Doim Elayilu Bemare. It has a different Mare in Ganzen. So, all these four Minim have different characteristics. And leminoi is where marbe is something that has these also. It's not arbe, it's another mean that has also these characteristics. That is how the Tanna Kamma learns. Devei Rabbi Yishmael Tone, Devei Rabbi Yishmael said, Hanoch Lemineo Lav Proti Ninu Kida Amrit. The Lemineo is not a prat. That means you learn Shat Arbe, which is a prat, a type of a chogov, and Leminoi is another type, is another prat similar to Arbe, a chogov that is Eloi Gabachas. So Rav Tver Yishmael holds Hanoch Lemineo Lav Proti Ninu Kida Amrit. The Leimar bi Elamino, the Cholchad, you said, you, the Tanakama said, it's only Marbe, the mean of each one, something that's similar to Arbe, something that's similar to Solom, Elakloli Ninu, it's a cloud. The Yeishkan, Klolei, Klolois, Uprotei, Proteis. Now what does that mean? Kloima, Rashi explains. Klolois haboin acha klolois shaloi letzairach. There's klolim in this pasuk which come after the klolim. That means we have klolim already. We'll see soon. Tanav Rav Yishmael darshan a klal prat a klal. And we have klolim to make a klal prat a klal. And now we have other klolim. Besides the klolim which make a klal prat a klal. So these klolim I'm not here to make klal prat a klal, but we're going to dash something from them. They're miyuta. We're going to dash something from them. And then we have pratim also, which we do not need for the klal prat a klal. So these extra pratim are also extras. We're going to dash something from them. That's what Rashi says over here. V'yesh kan klalei klaleis. There's extra klolim uprotei proteis. Kloima. Klolois haboim acha klolois. We have klolois that come after the klolois that we have already. Shalei letzaira. We don't need this klolim. We have a klal prata klal without this klolim. Va'osu ledroshe. So these extra klolim come ledroshe. Uprotim, we have here also in this posik, protim haboim shalei letzaira. Acha protes, I have enough protes already. Udroshebo, al kolchach. So why do I need these extra protes? Why do I need these extra klolim? Come ledroshe. Ule kamon meforish lehu. Va'oz, the lady was going to explain it, not exactly what we're talking about. Va'ozil, this solom, v'chogav, the mekam meforish lehu va'ozil, yeah. The Solom v'chogav hein aprotos shaloi utzruchu. Solom and chogav aprotos which are not needed. Uleminayu aksuvim imoim, there's two mineyus, haklolei shaloi utzruchu. So bekitzer, Solom and chogav is aprat at miyuta, two protim that are miyuta, and the two mineyes are two klolim that are miyuta. Fine. Now we'll see how Rabbi Yishmael darshens the posuk. Arbe, it says, es elu teichlu, es elu mehem teichelu, es a arbe. Arbe, zeguvoi. Everyone agrees that's the translation of arbe. Leminoi, lahabi, sipoires, gromim. Love each prayer is coming. So this prayer was the same thing that the Tanakhama said, but we'll see it's different. Love each prayer is coming. Min arbe, the type of an arbe, shalishneim engabachas. They have hair. The arbe has hair, and the prayer is coming have hair. Ainly, now let's get back to the Gemara. Ainly ella habo veainly gabachas. So now, if it would say, Ha'arbe l'mineyu, l'minoi, I know that you have chagovim that have hair, they're toyer. Habo v'yeshloi gabachas minayim. How do you know if you have a chagov that does not have hair, how do you know that that's also toyer? Talmud Lein, because now we have arbe l'minoi, which is marbe, meaning that do have hair. An arbe now it says Solom, which does not have him. Above Yesh Le Gabachas Minayim, Talmud Loima Solom Zenipul. Leminayu, Lohovi Esa Ushkit. So now we're Marbe Chagovim that don't have him. Let us see Rashi. Ve'ein li elo min chagovim abo lefaneinu, ve'ein li gabachas. Et idu hefer. Yesh lo nu laviyem me arbe. And now Rashi explains, Tone of Rabbi Shmuel, she yesh kan klal u prat u klal. Is a klal prat u klal, can a mefosh lekame. What's the klal prat u klal? Asher loy kura'ayim teichelu klal. It's as long as it has kraim, it doesn't need anything else. Arbe, prat, lemineyu, chozo v'kolal. V'yesh l'cho l'rabois, b'cha'en ha'prat, adoy meloy, b'chol simonim she'yesh loy. So have already klal prat or klal by arbe. And arbe she'yesh loy, aboy simonim demas nisim, v'oid chamishi. Arbe has a fifth simon. What's the fifth simon? It has hair. So Memele, if it would only say Arba Leminoi, so I have over here, says Arba Leminoi, I have over here, I have a klal, prat or klal, that is Marbe Chagovim, that have hair. She'en loy kabachas, she'en loy kabachas, she'en loy shemorot. Habo lefoneinu v'yesh loy kabachas, but what if I have a chogol that does not have hair, but this is not doimet arbe. So how do I know that this is also toir if it does not have hair? Talmud loima solom zenipu. Ula ze. By a solom yesh kabachas. A solom does not have hair. Vechshiru akosu. Vahod akosav lemineyu. Liyois klau. Veli doinim asher loy kraayim b'chlal uprat uklal. Means yesh loy kraayim is a klal. Then it says a solom lemineyu is a prat uklal. Umeybi b'chein aprat es hadoim aloy b'hainu ushkof. V'hu adin ushkof also does not have it. V'udin lo yechni yirishalmis v'chodim inayin noket. But they have a common denominator, the yesh loy gabachas, it doesn't have hair. Ulekam en porich ha'amorin la'el solom huroshin v'hochim eforish la'i zen nipo. The Gemara, ladies and gentlemen, ask a kasha like this. Besides the droshes, we had teichvelter, what each mean is. So we'll look at the Tanakama. Solom zeroshin. Chargirl, the nipple. And when it comes to Rabbi Shmuel, he said, Solom, the nipple. And ladies can say, Chargirl, the Russian. So now we have some say machloikis, what the etzim mean is. From what, we'll see the whole sugi is how to dash in the psukim. But here we see that there's a difference of opinion what a Solom is and what a Chargirl is. That the Gemara is going to ask later. Yeah. So now, where are we up to now? We're up to now, it says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we have Esa Arba Leminoi. Esa Arba Leminoi is a klal prat klal. It says, Yesh Le Kraayim, Asher Le Kraayim is a klal, Arba is a prat, Leminoi is a klal. So I learned from here, all chagovim that have four simonim plus hair, because arba has hair, is artoil. So I'll learn now all four simonim plus hair artoil. Then, fine, so that's it. Then it says solom. Solom doesn't have hair. So memela, I make again a klal prat a klal with ashaloi krayim, and then it says solom. Ramineyu. So I learn out all chagovim that don't have hair are also toy, four simonim and don't have hair. So what do I know now? I know now that chagovim with hair, without hair, four simonim, yesh loy kraayim, and arba raglayim, יש לו כנפיים, כנפיים חייכם, עשרו בי. הקפונים, these are toil. Now the Gemara continues. Ve'ein liyelo. So far I know, from these two, from Arve and Solom, ve'ein liyelo habo, ve'ein ligabachas. I know that it has hair, and that I know from Arve. Habo v'yesh ligabachas. I know from Solom. Habo ve'ein lizonov. It doesn't have a zonov. I know from these two. Because Arve and Solom do not have a zonov. So memele, from what it says, I have two klal prata klal, so I know like this, that it is not necessary, no difference if it has hair, if it doesn't have hair, fine. And in, but it doesn't have a zonov, because these two don't have a zonov. Habo v'yesh lo zonov minai, how do I know if I have a chogov that has a zonov? How do I know that's also toil? This is not dumye to the two klal, prata klal from Arbe and Solom, because both of them don't have a zonov. Talmud loyma, chargel zel roshem, a chargel has a zonov, l'minei lohovi es akasepes ves ashachlat. Now I'm Arbe, all chagovim that have a zonov. Let's see what Rashi says. Ve'enli la'ach she'bishnei dinim shal klal oprat alolu elabol ofneinu ve'enli gabachas et hesed ishabi milaminei da'arbe v'abo v'yesh le gabachas that does not have hesed ishabi milaminei da'solom v'abo v'enli zon of klayma. Good, it's irrelevant. The gabachas, yo gabachas nit, but it doesn't have a zonah. Ubavachi yo vilafanainu venira shen le zonah. The la'arbe v'solom ain't zonah. Vakati chamisha simonim nino. So I still hold you need five simonim. That means the four simonim plus ain't le zonah. You need these simonim. Habovi yesh le zonah minayim. Shen tzorich lachzer. How do you know that four simonim are sufficient, and even though it has a zonov, it's still toil? Tamalim chalgel, the eshlei zonov, chalgel has a zonov. Ulamineu chosav ekolo, lahochi liden kaina prat, alavi akasepes, ashachlonis vudin lautuvia, binami hihi ma korleochi ma hochi. Al kaponim, all these chagovim have a zonov. So now I know that a zonov is also mitzonov, your zonov is no chilek. Weiter. Now let's go back to the Gemara. Ve'ein liyelo. Now the Gemara has us over again what I know. Ve'ein liyelo abo, ve'ein ligabachas. Ein ligabachas is good. I learned that from Arba Laminoi. Abo v'yesh ligabachas is good. I learned that from Solom Lamineo. Habove ain't lo zonov, because both of them don't have a zonov. Habove yesh lo zonov, I learned that from Chalgel and Meneo. But what is the din? No, habove ain't lo yishay oroch. If it has a small head, I also know. Because all these three minim have a small head. So memele, so now I know that's habove, so it comes out, so far you need five simonim. You need the four simonim, and he has to have a small head. Zonim is irrelevant. Gabachas is irrelevant, but you need a small head, because all these three have a small head. Habo v'roishe oruch minayin. How do you know if it has a long head? How do you know that's also toil? Amret areyatadon binyan of mishlosh. We're going to make a binyan of from these three that we have. We have Arbe, Solom, Chargel. Leiroi Arbe, Keroi Chargel. Arbe is not like a Chargel, because Arbe is Ein Legabachas, Chargel is Yesh Legabachas. Arbe Ein Lezonov, Chargel Yesh Lezonov. So, Leiroi ארבה כרוי חלגל, ולוי חלגל כרוי ארבה. לוי רוי שניים כרוי סלום. סלום is יש לוי גבחס, similar to חלגל, but אין לוי זונו. So it's a little bit not doime to arbe, a little bit not doime to chargol. Leroi solom, keroi shneyem. They're not similar to solom, and solom is not similar to them. Atzah the shove sheben, but now he have all three, sheyesh loy darez leglayim, va'arba knofayim, bekartulim, uknof av choyfen esruboim, אף כל שיש לארבע רגליים וארבע כנפיים וקרצולים וכנף אף חייפים אסרובוי. So now we have to understand the Gemara is very schwer, and the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha later. The Gemara wanted to be marbe now if it has Roshay Oruch. All these meaning that we have ארבע סולום חרגול, Chalgol is Ein Reishem Oruch. Mor said, how do you know Reishem Oruch? The Mor makes some hatzade. Chalgol is not Doimet Arba, Arba is not Doimet Chalgol, not Doimet Solom. Fine. But all of them have a tzade shoved that Ein Reishem Oruch. You want to learn how Reishem Oruch? So, the Mor is going to ask this kasha. But I'll kapon him without knowing the teretz on this kasha. The Gemor just said, you do not need Ein Roshay Oruch, Afilu Roshay Oruch is also kosher. So now I know that all these Zaitik Zachen, Yeshlis on the Veilis on the Roshay Oruch, Ein Roshay Oruch, it's irrelevant. Yeah. Frag the Gemara. Baloi, let's see Rashi first. ואין לי אלא בולפנין ובין, אין לי גבחס, בין יש לו צי, בין שאין לי זונו, בין שיש לו. וכולו ישחבי, אז מה בו דיסי? ועבוד, בין רואי שאורך, כלוי מרבבד, but this תנאי, we need, ובבד שיהי בולפנין ובין רואי שאורך, it doesn't have a long head. היינו חמישה סמונים, because all these three do not have is Ein Roshay Oruch. The Hanach Kulu Ein Roshay Oruch. Avov Roshay Oruch Minayim. How do you know that even though it's Roshay Oruch, Ubavache Yedame Barboa Simonim, how do you know that this is also good? Arei Atodo. Leroi Zeh Keroi Zeh. Sheyesh Bozeh, Mashayim Bozeh. Bal Kolchoch. So Memele, if each one does not have the same simonim that the other one has, Zalkocher hein simoni tari toli bezonov o begabachach. It doesn't depend, your zonov nitzonov. Lei beyesh lei, lei bein lei. Shere yesh kan ein lei bekoshe veyesh lei bekoshe. Because from these three I see that it could have a zonov in its koshe and it doesn't have a zonov in its also koshe. Atzad ashov shebem avkol of this four simonim kosher. But look how many porch. The Gemara is going to ask, "Ma la tada shavish ben shekain in roishay oruch." Fine. So how do you know that roishay oruch is also kosher, also Torah? Let's go back to the Gemara. Baloi atzirtzu hazev yesh loy arba raglayim v'dalet nafayim v'kartzulim v'knofov choyfen eschuboy. So the Gemara is a kasha atzirtzu, and that's from the Sichas Chulam wants to say atzirtzu is a cricket. A cricket has all these dalets simonim, and it's also so memele. So the shaila is, why is this also? Why is that tzirtzur also? You just made a klal prat a klal. The Klal Prat HaKlal is telling me that all you need is Dalet Simonim, and the Tzilfer has Dalet Simonim. In Dach Sechmir, that a Tzilfer is Roshay Oruch, and the whole Kash is only according to Tonet Ve'Rabbi Shmuel. Tonet Ve'Rabbi Shmuel holds that Roshay Oruch is also good. Somehow we learned this out from a Klal Prat HaKlal. So the Gemara is asking, so why is a tzirtzor no good? Why is a tzirtzor no good? I should learn it out, that Rosh and Oruch is also good. So the Gemara answers, Talmud Loima Chogov. Talmud Loima Chogov, Sheshmoy Chogov. It says Chogov. That means, from the three meaning, Arbe, Solom, Chalgol, I learned that everything. Dalet Simonim, with a Zonav, without a Zonav, with hair, without hair. I learned everything. And somehow I also learned out that Afulu Reisha Och. So now Chogov is extra. This Chogov is extra. This is the first Prat that we're going to encounter according to Rabbi Shmuel that's extra. Chogov is extra. What do you need Chogov for? So Chogov is coming to tell us, Sheshmoy Chogov. And another t'nai in the heter of these chagovim, it has to be called a chagov. That means there's a shame prati, one is called an arbe, one is called solom, one is called a chargol. One is a shame prati of chagov, but they all have a shame klali of chagov. They all fit into the shame klali of chagov. The tzirtzu is not called chagov. He's not in the chagov family. He has all these simonim, but he's not in the Chagov family. That's why he's tummy. And that's what this extra word Chagov came to tell us. It has to have the Shem Chagov in order to be mutter. Zok the Gemara, Ish my Chagov. Ooh, so now we just found out something else. He needs my Chagov. Yochol ein boi kol ha-simonim halalu. Talmud Loima Leminehu Achiye Beikol Asimonim Halolo. This we'll understand by the side from the Sugya. But Al Kaponim, there was Epis now, a new Havamina that you don't need even Dalet Simonim. Simon says, no, it says Chogov Leminehu to tell us you need Dalet Simonim. So now we have to understand we took care of, we Tonet Rabbi Shmuel said there's extra Protim, there's extra Klolim, which we do not need. So now we took care of one extra prat and one extra klal. Chogov was an extra prat. We don't need it for anything. We know we need Dalet Simonim and we need Dalet Simonim and all other things are irrelevant. Yesh leizod, nevein leizod, of yesh leigabachas, ein leigabachas, hoishay, ein eyoch, hoishay oroch. All these things we know already. So the Chogov was extra. So the Chogov is coming to tell us a new thing. You need, it has to be called Chogov. That's Chogov. And then all of a sudden the Gemara says, oh, maybe if it's called Chogov, maybe you don't need Bechlal Dalet Simonim. Let me know you. But this we'll understand as the Sugya progresses. Fine. Let's see Rashi. Vikartzulim. Where the Gemara summarizes what you need, arba raglayim, arba knafayim, v'kartzulim, garsino. Now, what is Pshat and Rashi? Let's just be a little elich and say, what's Pshat? Kartzulim, garsino. So, dachsme, Pshat and Rashi is a Rashi and the Mishnah. Rashi and the Mishnah, dachsme, tesam galop. When there we mentioned the Dalet Simonim of a Chagov, so it says in the Mishnah, "B'Chagovim kol shdatnot esam adalot kol sheyesh le'arba raklayim ve'arba knafayim ve'kartzulim u'knafov choifin es luboy." Dafnot es. So we have these are the four Simonim. Let's look in Rashi. Rashi says, Ahochi Garsina, Kol Sheyesh Loi Dalet Raglayim, V'Dalet Knafayim, V'Kartzulov, וכנף אב חייפן אסרו בוי. So look in the side, קרסולים גרסינן, ולוי גרסינן קרסולוב. וכנף אב. בגמור הנפקל על מיקרו. That means like this. It says, if you goyres karsulov, so it goes together. Karsulov uknafav choyfen esruboy. That it means is that din by karsulov also have to be choyfen esruboy. It's very difficult to understand how you can have karsulov choyfen esruboy. But al koponim, there is such a shita that is karsulov. That's karsulov uknafav choyfen esruboy. That's why Rashi says, no, by Karsulim, there's no such thing of Chayfen Esruboy. So that's why Rashi says, V'Karsulim Garsinim. So this is the thing. V'Uknafav Chayfen Esruboy. So we're speaking about the Knafayim have to accomplish, that's Knafav. But Karsulim, we're not getting Karsulov, we're getting Karsulim. That's just in this Rashi over here. Now Rashi says, Ubein haitane letane de lael. According to this tane, the first tane, leka ela hacht roshe, da hai marbe roshe oruch, betane de bereise de lael lesle. The whole difference between the tane kame and tane de berbi shmol, according to tane de berbi shmol, roshe oruch is also toyer, and according to tane kame, roshe oruch is not toyer. And we'll see as the sugya progresses. So the Gemara is the kasha, if Roshay Oruch is toil, so Hatzirtzur min Chog of Tomei. So the Gemara says, so why is Hatzirtzur Tomei? It is Alagut Zachem. So the Gemara answers, Tamad Loimah Chog of, Leitzarech. The Chog of is extra. The Yisrabu Kol HaShomim Lu Barbo HaSimonik, without Chog of. So we learn out, Sheshmoy Chog of, there's another Tnai. It has to be called Chogov. And Rashi says, V'chol ha'amurim l'mailo shmam Chagovit. That means the Arbe, the Solom, the Chagol is called Chagovit. But the Tzirtzur is not called a Chogov. So that's why a Tzirtzur is Tomei. Yochel ain't by kol ha'simonim alolo. Then all of a sudden the Gemara says, maybe shem Chogov alone is good. V'kam ha'porich m'noteisi v'arbe v'chagol k'sivi. It says Arbe v'chalgul, they're making a klal prat a klal, and Arbe v'chalgul have the Dalet Simon. Talmud loyma lemineyu the chogol. V'haynu klolei klolei seprotei protes damrin elel. In the beginning we said we have an extra klal, we have an extra prat. So this is the vial with the extra klal and extra prat. Behainu Chokov. Chokov is an extra prat. Uleminayu is an extra klal. Yeseirininu ledroshe. And later, v'solam nami miyatrinele lekama. Solam is also extra. We'll see later. Fine. Now let's go further in the Gemara. Porich Rav Achoy. Now, the Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel went through the whole list. Made a three klal prate klal, and from this three klal prate klals, he derived, there's no difference, ein le gabachas, yesh le gabachas, ein le zonav, yesh le zonav, and reishay oruch, or ein reishay oruch. That's what he had said, and that's Rafila Reishe Oruch is also toy. And how did he figure out that Reishe Oruch is toil? So he made a cheshbon because Arbe is not like Chargo, Chargo is not like Arbe, and Shneim are not like Solom, and Solom is not like Shneim. So all you need is Dalet Simonim. Porich Rabachoy, Rabachoy asked, Malahanoch, Shekein Ein Reishe Oruch. I don't understand you. You're learning out from these three. All these three is Ein Reish Moruch. How can you learn out Reish Moruch is also good? V'chitei mekivin d'shovu b'dalet simonim ma'isinam v'loi pachinam. If you'll tell me, no, you don't look at these these petty differences, Reishanor, Chein Reishanor, there's Dalit Simonim, it seems the Dalit Simonim are Choshev, why they are, let us not talk about, but Al Kaponim, Dalit Simonim, Achosh, you look at the Dalit Simonim, this one is Reishanor, this Narishanor, these things you don't make an Asik out of. So the Gemara says, Ihochi, Chalgul Nami Deshovel Lelichtev, so why did he have to say Chalgul? Nobody said Chalgul because Yeshlo is Zonov. So when they came to Zonov, you made an Asik. Ooh, this is different. All these two don't have a Zonov and a Chalgul is a Zonov. Maybe it's a different. So you see, when they came to the petty differences, and we'll see in Rashi, Rashi will explain it a little better, you needed a Posik Chalgul. You didn't say, well, in the Dalit Simonim it's similar, so Memele it should be to you. He said, no, Chalgul is different. Chagel is a zonov. These two don't have a zonov. So you see the petty differences. You made a whole asik out of it. And without a new prat of chagel, you would say, I'm sorry, it's only toyer if ain't a zonov. So now I'm asking Akasha, how do you know Reish and Ovel? She said, well, I learned that from these three. I mean, and Shuldik, all these three is ain't Reish and Ovel. That's the Gemara's kasha. Let's get in. Learning out from these three, shekain ein roish anoch. V'chitei makivin d'sholo b'dalet simonim aysinon, since it's shove. B'dalet simonim, I learn out v'loi pachinin, I don't ask this roish anoch. Yihochi chalgul nami d'sholo hu leilichtoi v'teise me'arba v'solo. Elo, they ask the kashi kelemivra, ma'la hanoch shekain elam zonoch. Just like over there, I said, no, I have a klal prat, a klal, it has to be me'ein aprat, it has to be with all characteristics. And that way, if it's yesh le'zonov, it can't be toyer. And that's why I needed chagul. So how do you know reish anoruch? That's the Gemara's kash. Elo omar ravachoy. Solom yiseiru. Solom is extra. The whole solom is extra. Loilichtev rachmona solom. I don't need solom. In the beginning, why did I need solom? Why did I need solom in the beginning? In the beginning I was working with a cheshman. Because arbe is ein loy gabachas. Arbe has hair. How do you know if it doesn't have hair? So you say, oh, solom. Solom doesn't have hair. That was when I thought hair was a criteria. But now that it says chagul, I got news for you. Chagul also doesn't have hair. Chagul does not have hair, and chagul is a zonah. So al kaponim, if it will say arbe, which does have hair and does not have a zonah, it says chagul, which does not have hair and does have a zonah. So now, if it would say arbe and chagul, I know hair is not a criteria, and I know a zonov is not a criteria. So why did it have to say solom? Solom, the oath, till now it said solom because solom doesn't have hair. But now chagul also doesn't have hair. So why? So now, after it says alben chagul, solom is miyuta. Solom is miyuta. Elom aravachoi solom yiseiru. It shouldn't say solom. Let's learn out from arbe and chalgul. The ma pirchis. What could you ask? Ma la arbe de ein le gabachas, and arbe is here. And chalgul de yesh le gabachas. And it's also toy. Ma la chalgul de yesh le zonov. And solom does not have a zonov. Arei arbe de ein le zonov. Solom de kosev rachmon alomali. Now this solom is miyuta. Now we have here another prat, solom, which I do not need at all. And so the solom is coming to tell us, so that means, solom is ein roishay oroch. But the solom is miyuta.
So I say, Ein Einyan Legufa is coming to tell us that Choshen Orus is also Toil.
Bamaika Miflagi, let's learn the Gemara further, then we'll see the Rashi. Bamaika Miflagi, what is the Machloikis between, we have two Baraises. Tone de Veirav, Tone de Veirav Yishmoel. What is the Machloikis? Beroyshoi Oruch Kamiflagi. If he emes, the Machloikis is, if it's Roishoi Oruch, is it Toil. Tone de Veirav Sovar. Tana the Beirav held like this. Ashaloi Karayim Klau. Arba Solom Chargul Chogov Lemineyu Prat. It's a Prat. It's not a Klau Prat or Klau. We'll see later why not. Klau U Prat. So it says, Ashaloi Karayim is a Klau. It says it has Karayim. Then that's a Klau. Then it says a whole bunch of Pratim. It says a Prat of Arbe Solom Chargel Chogov. Four Pratim. So we have a Klal, Klal of Prat, Ein Bechlal Elamashe Beprat. Now I have before, Laminei, 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 Lamineu, I have another four Pratim, so I'll be Marbella, that's four more Pratim. Fine. Ein Bechlal Elamashe Beprat, De Mine Ein, De Lav Mine Loi. That means that only these minim, that's a min arba, min chogov, that has these similarities, that's good. Umarbe de domilei mishnei tzdodim. So I can only be marbe something that is similar in shnei tzdodim. What's shnei tzdodim? Number one, that has the dalet simonim, arba raklayim, arba knafayim, karsulim, and the knuff of Chayfav Esruboi, that's one thing that all of these have. And another thing, all of these Ein Reish and Aruch. That's Ein Reish and Aruch. All of them is Ein Reish and Aruch. So Memele, in order to be Toyer, you need two factors. You need one factor, it should have the Dalet Simonim, and the second factor, it should be Ein Reish and Aruch. That is the Tanakhame. So Memele, if it's Reish and Aruch, I have a klal of prat over here. So if I have a klal of prat, I can only be marbe these four, which all of them is ein roish and oruch. And leminoi is also has to be similar to these four, is also ein roish and oruch. So I end up with ein roish and oruch. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel sova, but tana de Rabbi Shmuel holds, ashalei krayim klal, Arba solom chargel chogov prat lemineu chazav kolo klal uprat uklal yatadon alakeina prat umarbe kol de domilei bechad tzad. So mele, according to Tana de Rabbi Yishmoel, you could figure out dalet simonim and ein reish and oruch from three of them, two of them. From Arba and Chargel, the Solom was Meyuta, Imeinin Yilagufa, he says, coming to tell us, Afilo Roishay Oruch. So now I have, so you don't need Ein Roishay Oruch, Afilo Roishay Oruch, so what do you need? What? One Dimion, that's a Dalet Simon. That's all what you need. So if now we're towards the end of the Sugya, that is the Machloikis, the Tanakame, and Tonus Berebi Shmuel. The Tanakhama holds it's a klal of prat. We'll see soon why it's not a klal prat, a klal of prat. A klal of prat ain't the klal of mamasha be prat. We have a klal, asher yesh loy krayim. Finish. Asher loy krayim. That's the klal. Then he have put it. Arbe solom chargel chogov. So fine. So the arbe solom chargel chogov is that's ein bechlal mashem b'prat. These four pratim. Then I have lemine 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 lemine. You know, but four more pratim. Dum ye da arbe. Dum ye. Okay, that's it. So I end up with these pratim lemineu, and all of them have a common denominator that yesh lehem ein lehem reish aruch. They have a short head. They're all short headed. And Lamaise, so according to the Tanakhama, it's only Toher
if it has five knoyim. That means the four samonim, and it's ein lay lay shei ocho. Tone the way Rabbi Shmuel made a klal, prat o klal. And he made a klal, so with his klal, prat o klal, all he needed was arbe and chalgol. Chalgol, yesh lay son of arbe, ein lay son of arbe, ein lay gabachas. Chalgol, yesh lay gabachas. So from here, I know these klolim already. All I have to know now is, so now I have a problem, so Solom is meyuta. So Solom comes to tell me, im eini inyan, le ein reishay aruch, im eini inyan le gufay, it's coming to tell me, afilo reishay aruch is also toil. This is the machlokes, the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Shmuel, and now we'll see Rashi. Zot Rashi. First Rashi says what the Girsa is. Hachi gersine poicha v'choi ad pnei enyo l'reishi orech, voda gersine b'maika miflegi, kai gavne, ehochev, voda gersa mamarish meichogom, ala tada shove shabem. Now the Rashi is going to explain Rav Achoy's kasha. I wanted to know, how do you know that Roshan Oruch, how do I know that Roshan Oruch is Toyer? The Marais Malatada Shavashbem, Dal Kochoch Ad Domile Leprat, Bechot Stodim Binin, Letona Devei Rabbi Shmuel. You need Domile Prat, so Memele, all these Pratim, is ein roishan oruch. V'chitei mesvirelei. Ma'ay, maybe you'll say. D'kiv in the domilei b'miktsis marbinulei b'kein aprat. K'depligi tanoi ba'alme. Now Rashi, the Gemara had over here ahava mine. The Gemara had ahava mine that maybe you don't look at the petty differences. So Rashi says, Mehechi teisi, should I say that you don't look at the petty differences? V'chiteime svirelei, the kivin de domilei b'mitzis marbinelei d'chein aprat, k'de pligi tanoi ba'alma. So Rashi brings down a machlikis tanoim. What is the mechanics of a klal prat a klal? V'chol klal uprat uklal. The ikel amandi oma, there's a mandi oma that says, klolo kamo dafke. That means, really, there's three types of droshes. There's a drash of a klal uprat. There's a drash of a prat uklal. Klal uprat, ein bechlal omashe beprat. So we're mamayit a lot. Prat uklal, now we have here a beryef and a klal prat a klal. So really we have here two contradictory factors over here. We have here a klal prat, which is telling us ein bechal l'mashe beprat. We have here a prat a klal, which is telling us we mava everything. Now we made a kugel. We make klal prat a klal. So a kocha, if we're making a kugel, one has to be an Iker, and the other one has to be a Tofel. They can't be, the mamish is contradictory. Klal prat ein bechlal amashe beprat. Klal o prat, malbes, prat o klal malbes akur. So, this can be. You can't put them together. This is Eishamayim. So, al kochach, when you put them together, one is an Iker, and one is either Moisef or Gerei. So now Rashi says like this. The machlik is tanoim, bechol klal, Upratoklal. The Ike Lamanda Oma, Klola Kama Dafke. The Ike is the Klal Kama. Fahavale Klaloprat. Ba'aim Bechlalala Mashe Beprat. That's it. It's a Klaloprat. I watched that in the Klola Basre, Bahani Klola Basre, Shumaisif Ala Prat, midi de domilei leprat pacholot stodim. So a marbe, not only the prat, but something that's completely similar to the prat. That's one tana. Ve'ike leman diyoma, there's another tana that says, basra davke. No, it's the other way around. Ve'ike is, it's a prat oklal. But you marbe everything. Ve'avale klal moisev ala prat. Ve'israbu kol midi. So what's shot in the klal kame that makes it a klal oprat? Ve'hani klal lekame. Lemehave kiklal oprat, lemuti midi de loidomile legamri. Avo midi de domile bemitzes lemotzi mute da basre dak. So Rashi says like this, Amoridi Kazach. It matters how you understand a klal prat a klal. One time understood a klal prat a klal meant that it's really it's a klal oprat. So klal oprat ein bechlal elamashe beprat. That's it. So then it says another klal. So we're marbe elo ke'ein ha'prat. But it has to be completely similar to the prat. Because I'm starting off with the klal of prat, so the klal basra's ma. You don't need the prat, but it has to be completely similar to the prat. There's another tana that says, no, it's a prat or klal. We're marbe everything. Aye, but there's a klal in the beginning also, it's a klal. So the klal prat says, but something which is completely not like the prat, that we're b'mayit. That's the klal kam. Now, so if you'll tell me, v'tona dvei Rabbi Shmuel kamanda omar basra davke svirelei, he holds that the ikar is the basra. And she doesn't have to be completely similar. You mab everything, but something which is no comparison to it, that we're b'mayit, Yehochi, say, b'zei chalgu le'lichtei. So why did he have to say chalgu? The osi me arbe v'solom. I can learn that from arbe v'solom. Av agav de lehen ein zona v'lo yesh zona. If you don't need it, you can be completely doime. All you need is that it has no dimyum whatsoever. So why do you need chalgu? Ela my time le'ayse minayu mishum dike le'mivrech. So holds that a klal prat a klal, the klal kam is ik, and it has to be completely daima. And that's why you need chagul, because without chagul, I would say, since chagul is yeshli zonav and they don't have a zonav, I would say that chagul is not toil. So how do you know Reish Anoruch? So the Gemara says, no. Solom is miyutim. Bitzadu shavu shemech. Arbo simonim. The my pirchas atzadu shavu. There's nothing to ask. Il pirchas mal arbo shekein ein loy gabachas. Toime besolom. Hey, targo yichir. Targo also doesn't have. Chargo yichir. Chargo also doesn't have. Chargo has a gabachas. It's just like Solom. I will say, umal lechal go the yesh leizonov, hay arba dein leizonov, v'choz radin, atzad ha-shabe shiben, sheshavim barbo osmoni bein roi shenoruch. So memele, so solom, I know already, I know that even though it's ein leizonov, I'll learn that from arba. Even though it's yesh leigabachas, I learn that from chargo. So main in your legufa it may in your zumida batoy. Dover shen in your legufa it may in your dovarach. Like the Gemara, be maika miflegi, what's the machlokes to be Rabbi Shmuel? The maise lay solom leribuye. The Rabbi Shmuel made a klal prat a klal, and he had an extra solom leribuye l'reishe yoloch. V'yata lay chogov, he had an extra chogov lemutei tzirtzo. Betana de Baraisa Kamaisa, the Miboy Le Kula Lugufai doesn't have nothing extra, everything you need Lugufai. So the Gemara answered like this, Tana de Veirav, which is, that's the first Tana. Kori Le Baraisa Kamaisa, the first Baraisa is Tana de Veirav, Shneshnuye Sheshnuye Beteiros Koinim. This Tana de Veirav is Koiteiros Koinim. That's what it's called, Sifra de Veirav. The Mikri Sifra de Beirav. What the Sifra de Beirav means, Lefi Shoyoshogu Bebeis HaMedrash Befikulam. Everyone, all yeshivas, learn Teiros Koyanim. So So that's called Sifre de Beirav, the Sefer, the Metroshim, that all yeshivas learn. Avo Baraisa de Tonneve Bishmoy Lehoisa Shkurel Bepital Midov. This was only, this they learned in Rabbi Shmoy's yeshiva. So now the Gemara explains. Tonne de Beirav Sova Limineu Docholchad. It's not called a klal. The maybe klal the part of klal. This rabbi solom v'chogo v'chein aprat. Nevi kro yisayr that it can be marbe solom v'chogo main aprat. Nevi kro yisayr so that chogo is yisayr. Solom is yisayr. Shum de kisava the loy daninim betrei koli elim kein domi klola basra le klola kame. That the Tanakama holds. You can only make a klal prat a klal if the klal basre is as inclusive as the klal kame. But over here, the klal kame is only asheloi kasulim, asheloi krayim. That means the klal kame means all you need is krayim. The klal basre mineyu means you need dalet simonim. So the klal basre is not similar to the klal kame. So Memele, he learns the lav de mine loy. You need, so it's not a klal, so everything is protim, and you need the min arbe, the min solom, the min chargo, the min chokom. The min loy, hilkach, chad mi chavre loyosi. Nihio called the dummy. The mean is Mabu called the dummy. Hilkach solom osi me arbe v'chalgo kedamorim. No, this is Tanna Rabbi Shmuel. That he holds called the dummy. Hilkach solom osi me arbe v'chalgo kedamorim yatrele l'roishay orach. Now let's just finish this shtickle of the Gemara. The Tanwe Bishmil Sava Shalik Rhyme Klal Arba Solom Khargo Khoga Prat. Minechos of a colour klal patakla donkena prat. Marbi called the domile. Bhatsat, all you need is dollar simonim. Frek the Gemara Veloy Domi Klola Kamala Klola Basra. Klola Kamel Ashalik Rayim. Omar Ahmana di Islaya Khildalas Lele Secho. All you need is Krayim. Klola basre adishava barbo isimonim. It says laminoi. And for the Gemara, tone dve Rabbi Shmuel beklolei eprot kei gam nedoi. He holds you can make a klal prat a klal, even though the klal basre is not as inclusive as the klal kame. Uta omri nami ba'alme, all over when we say, the doin tana de Rabbi Shmuel, tana de Rabbi Shmuel is dan beklolei aproti, ki hai gavne, all over we say Rabbi Shmuel holds that you don't need that the klal basra should be as inclusive as the klal kame, mehoch, we learn it from here. Zogt Rashi, tana de Rabbi Shmuel, ki hai gavne doin, mehoch shaminale, dokachazinen, the dorishlu.